Hello, and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mark, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Our first passage this morning is Exodus chapter 21. Now these are the rules that you shall set before them. When you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he comes in single, he shall go out single. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out alone. But if the slave plainly says, "I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free," then his master shall bring him to God, and he shall bring him to the door or the doorpost. And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall be his slave forever. When a man sells his daughter as a slave, she shall not go out as the male slaves do. If she does not please her master, who has designated her for himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. He shall have no right to sell her to a foreign people, since he has broken faith with her. If he designates her for his son, he shall deal with her as with a daughter. If he takes another wife to himself, he shall not diminish her food, her clothing, or her marital rights. If he does not do these three things for her, she shall go out for nothing, without payment of money. Whoever strikes a man so that he dies shall be put to death. But if he did not lie in wait for him, but God let him fall into his hand, then I will point for you a place to which he may flee. But if a man willfully attacks another to kill him by cunning, he shall take him from my altar that he may die. Whoever strikes his father or his mother shall be put to death. Whoever steals a man and sells him, and anyone found in possession of him, shall be put to death. Whoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death. When men quarrel and one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist, and the man does not die but takes to his bed, then if the man rises again and walks outdoors with his staff, he who struck him shall be clear. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall have him thoroughly healed. When a man strikes his slave, male or female, with a rod, and the slave dies under his hand, he shall be avenged. But if the slave survives a day or two, he is not to be avenged, for the slave is his money. When men strive together and hit a pregnant woman, so that her children come out, but there is no harm, the one who hit her shall surely be fined, as the woman's husband shall impose on him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. But if there is harm, then you shall pay life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. When a man strikes the eye of his slave, male or female, and destroys it, he shall let the slave go free because of his eye. If he knocks out the tooth of his slave, male or female, he shall let the slave go free because of his tooth. When an ox gores a man or a woman to death, the ox shall be stoned, and its flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall not be liable. But if the ox has been accustomed to gore in the past, and its owner has been warned but has not kept it in, and it kills a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner shall be put to death. If a ransom is imposed on him, then he shall give for the redemption of his life whatever is imposed on him. If it gores a man's son or daughter, he shall be dealt with according to the same rule. If the ox gores a slave, male or female, the owner shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. When a man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall make restoration. He shall give money to its owner, and the dead beast shall be his. When one man's ox butts another's, so that it dies, then they shall sell the live ox and share its price, and the dead beast also they shall share. Or if it is known that the ox has been accustomed to gore in the past, and its owner has not kept it in, he shall repay ox for ox, and the dead beast shall be his. So we continue here in the book of Exodus. And yesterday we saw how God gave the Ten Commandments. And today we're given more laws, laws about slaves and laws about restitution. And while some of the verses here and some of the laws seem difficult for us to understand or to wrap our minds around, my hope and encouragement as we approach God's word this morning is to see that these laws, these things that seem difficult and perhaps strange to us, that for the Israelites and at this time, these laws were put for their benefit so that there might be order. And ultimately, we can praise our Lord and praise God, our Father, that He is one who brings and establishes order. And when I look at these verses, I'm actually drawn to the middle of Exodus chapter 21, beginning in verse 22, when the law is talking about a man who would hit a pregnant woman. And in verses 23 and 24 and 25, we read again that if there is harm, then you shall pay life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. But I'm reminded of what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, talking in Matthew chapter 5, when he says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you." It's so wonderful that God in his providence would give these laws and give these commands to the Israelites, and to know that when Jesus came, that he brings forth a new commandment, he brings forth new life and new perspective on these words, and we see that all throughout the Sermon on the Mount. But I was especially drawn to this part in Exodus and what Jesus would later say in Matthew chapter 5. Our next reading for today is Psalm chapter 10. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they have devised. For the wicked boasts of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, "There is no God." His ways prosper at all times. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, "I shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity." His mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. He sits in ambush in the villages. In hiding places, he murders the innocent. His eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. He lurks in ambush like a lion in his thicket. He lurks that he may seize the poor. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The helpless are crushed, sink down, and fall by his might. He says in his heart, "God is forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it." Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Forget not the afflicted. Why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, "You will not call to account"? But you do see, for you note mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hands. To you the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account till you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from this land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Psalm 10 is an interesting psalm in many ways. The psalmist acknowledges that there are evil people in this world and that evil is a part of this world. And so he's wrestling with why the Lord wouldn't seem present and near to those who are experiencing that affliction and experiencing the evil that is put upon them. He has to confess at the very beginning of the psalm, Lord, why would you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself when you know that these things go on? And it's a little bit troubling in some respects that there are people that would afflict evil and who are living in sin, who know that there is a God out there, but they simply will not acknowledge him. They simply will not repent of their sin. And so they continue living a life that takes advantage of others and that seeks to harm others. But what we also see in this psalm is that ultimately, God is a God who knows his people. He sees especially those who are afflicted, those who are doing evil, and that the Lord will continue to be king forever and ever, as it says in verse 16, that with these people, God is with the afflicted, that he is with them in a special and a wonderful way. And that is this passage and others throughout Scripture attest that God will bring forth judgment and he will bring justice to those who are afflicted. And so in that today, I hope that as we look at our world around us, that we would take comfort and we would take hope and be at peace knowing that the Lord hears the prayers and the cries of the afflicted, that he would be with them a special and a powerful way. Thank you so much for reading along with us today. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you so much for the goodness of this day. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that even in the places, Lord, perhaps where it's a little bit more difficult for us to understand or to completely wrap our minds around it, Lord, you still speak through your word to us. Lord, I pray that we would be faithful and we would be patient listeners of your word. Lord, work on our hearts and in our minds. Lord, help us to trust, Lord, that you are a God who hears us, who hears our prayers, Lord, who knows the hurt and the suffering that is in the entire world. Lord, whoever we are thinking of that comes to mind as we hear or see them, Lord, in a season of challenge or difficult or suffering, Lord, I pray that we would just lift those people up today, that we would lift those circumstances to you, Lord, trusting and knowing that you hear us. Lord, be with us in this day. We love you and we thank you for your son, Jesus, and we pray in his name. Amen.